Attention all shoppers. Attention all shoppers.
Shopping mall. I wouldn't care about the isolation. I'm unconcerned about the Walking Dead. It's the end of the world.
Howdy, folks. This is Widget Walls here, NeedCoffee.com podcast. We are here to talk about items that streeted the week of October the 17th. And basically, these heads-up podcasts for the uninitiated are to make you aware of things that are available now that are fresh off the, or in the case of the 17th, as fresh as we can manage them, off the printing press, the CD pressing machine, whatever does that, the DVD burner, I don't know. Those things, you know, those things that make things, those making things. You're with me, aren't you? You're nodding your head, aren't you? Nod your head, please, for the love of God, humor me. Thank you. All right, so basically, we are here to let you know as to what's coming out, because there's lots of things coming out, and you have better things to do with your time than keep up with it, so we try to do it for you. So here is the stuff that we've been made aware of, and we want to make you aware of it, too. So when this gets posted, there will be cover art of the items that we've discussed, so feel free to click on those and buy them if you so choose. And if this reminds you of something else that you want to buy, feel free to scroll down. And I know I mentioned this before, but somehow the Amazon box disappeared. I think in one of my rebuilds of the front page, it kind of evaporated. I'm not sure how. I think I figured it out, but I'm not sure. But the Amazon search box is back on the front page. So you can use that to get to Amazon to purchase things for gift giving or whatever else, as I constantly am reminded as we're about to hit November here that Christmas is around the corner, so your gift buying will need to commence, and if you do it through us, we get kickbacks, and we are much obliged. It takes money to run this place, and we are, as I've said many times before, we're a non-profit organization, not because we haven't tried to make a profit, just because we haven't succeeded so far. So every little bit helps. So, that being said, let's launch right into it and go through. We got a few audiobooks to cover this week. And that's always good. I'm a big fan of audiobooks, as should be no mystery to any of you people who have been around the site for a while. Since I have basically my reading time, and I'm trying not to share too much here, but it's performed in the throne room, shall we say. It takes a very special book for me to be able to read it elsewhere, just because I'm so damn busy writing my own stuff. And I'll take a book on a trip or something like that, but beyond that, it's pretty much, you know, where I'm master of all I survey. So audiobooks are a huge benefit to me, because then I can check stuff out and feel like I'm still, you know, mildly literate, shall we say. So the first up we have is from Random House Audio, and this is Bill Bryson, the Collector's Edition. And what this is three classic Bill Bryson pieces. Now, who the hell is Bill Bryson? Bill Bryson is a bit of a humorist, all right, who does travel books. He's written books on science. He's written books on culture and has some excellent observations about all three. And basically, the three books that are in this release are Notes from a Small Island, and that's basically his kind of overview of Britain as he takes a tour of it before returning. This is back when he moved from Britain to the United States. I understand he lives now in Britain again. But basically, before he left, he took a tour around Britain and wrote up his thoughts, and that became Notes from a Small Island. Then there's also Neither Here Nor There, which is him recalling a tour that he took of the European continent. And lastly, I'm a Stranger Here Myself, which is basically a series of articles that he wrote about, you know, coming to America and, you know, being in America, you know, after a time away and looking at all of the crazy shit that goes on here. And I would assume that this, you know, this is abridged probably because I'm a Stranger Here Myself, I guess, would fill probably something like the size of the Encyclopedia Britannica, because we're some weird fucking people here. And we make no bones about it. So, but anyway, so you've got three books to choose from here. They are abridged, but it is read by a Bryson himself, so that's a bonus. And it's basically 15 compact discs, 18 hours of listening time. So If you're not familiar with Bryson, this will be a nice sampler for you. If you do know him and you haven't checked out his audiobooks, you know I'm a fan of authors reading their own work, so you might want to check this out. And again, that's from Random House Audio. And be sure to look for the Bill Bryson Collector's Edition if you're searching on Amazon, or just click on the cover art. I think it took me a couple tries to find it on Amazon myself. Okay, next up we've got both a book and the audiobook version of David, and I hope I'm saying this right, David Baldacci, I think that's right, The Collectors, his latest, which treated October 17th. And for those who don't know the name, this is the guy who wrote Absolute Power, which was made into the film, right? Basically, what you've got here is, this is kind of a sequel to The Camel Club, okay? He's got characters that are The Camel Club, and they're back in this book. And basically, they want to find out what's going on behind closed doors in Washington. Good luck. And their leader, humorously enough, goes by the pseudonym Oliver Stone. Now, I wonder if he had to get permission for that or what. I don't know. That would be amusing. Anyway, so basically, you've got a pair of murders that have happened. The Speaker of the House has been killed, and also seemingly unrelated but yet related, ooh, is the person who's in charge of the Rare Books Room at the Library of Congress. So our heroes have to find out what the hell is going on and what it all means, and that's The Collector. So basically, I've got the hardback edition here, and we've also got the unabridged version, yes, which is 10 CDs long, 13 hours of goodness. And that is read by a trio of people. You've got LJ Ganser, Amy Jolson, and Richard Mover. So if that interests you, whether you actually have the time to sit down and read, which I have envious, or you need to listen to it in the car, you can grab that from Hatchet Books and Hatchet Audio. Okay, next up we have the audiobook version of the revised and expanded Freakonomics. And for those who don't know, Freakonomics won the Chazzy for Best Nonfiction last year. It is an amazing book, and if you have not read it, then I strongly suggest that you do so, because it's just, even if you don't agree with the findings of the book, it does allow you to, it does kind of put you in the mindset of thinking about things a different way. And, it's basically trying to use, these guys try to use economics, the theories behind economics, to basically look at different things, like, you know, the questions on the back, like, what do school teachers and sumo wrestlers have in common? Why do drug dealers still live with their moms? How did the legalization of abortion affect the rate of violent crime? It's basically kind of tying two things together that you wouldn't normally think about. And, oh man, Robert Anton Wilson had a word for this. I think he called it Poe, which was different from and or, but it was kind of a way of linking things that made you think about them in a way that was just new and different. Now, some of you who have already experienced Freakonomics are wondering, what's the deal? It's revised and expanded. Why do we care? Well, basically, I was trying to find that out myself. I went to the blog of the Freakonomics guys, who were nice enough to link us when they won. So they seem to be very nice guys. And basically, they've corrected some errors. And they have expanded some bits, mostly from stuff that was written on the blog. So they say themselves, if you've already read the book and you've been reading the blog, then there's probably no reason to buy the new version. But if you are just coming into Freakonomics, then this would be the one to get. And they talk about the fact that it was published in April of 2005, and things have changed since then. New information has become available, and so they've updated it and put it back out again. And of course, it was popular enough where they could do that, and they could probably continue to do that as often as they wanted. So anyway, this is from Harper Audio. It's unabridged. It's read by Stephen J. Dubner. And I listened to the original audiobook, and I'm assuming that they just, you know, had him re-record the bits that had changed. But it was quite entertaining, and so he's a great reader, especially since it's his own work. So anyway, if you've not read it, I strongly suggest that you pick this up, and it's from Harper Audio. Clocks in at 8 hours and 7 compact discs. That's more than enough for a week's worth of commute, right? Next up, also from Harper Audio, we've got Gimp by Mark, I hope I'm saying this right, Zupan, or I doubt it's Zupan, but it's Zupan. And you might recognize the name Murderball, which is the documentary that came out about the quad rugby sport from the Paralympics. This guy was basically the star of the film, and he's this guy who just happened to be in the who's former soccer athlete, happened to be in the wrong place in the wrong time, i.e. the back of a pickup truck, fell asleep, and next thing he knew, damn thing had crashed, and he had broken his neck. So he's been a quadriplegic ever since, and he has become a star athlete in quad rugby. So this is basically his story about how he overcame the obvious malaise that comes with finding out that your entire life is not going to be what you had anticipated it being. And I think we all go through that, and some of us obviously with more dire changes in it than others. I mean, you know, it's one thing to find out that your life is going a different direction than you thought. It's another to find out that it's going a different direction. And by the way, you're in a wheelchair. So we all have our various things to deal with. But this is how he dealt with adversity and rose above it and basically became what he thinks is a better man. He'll come out and tell you that the accident is probably the best thing that could have happened to him. So an amazing story. And this is abridged, and it's read by the author. And he is I just saw this on the back. His MySpace is half man, half car. That's his MySpace account. What a genius. Anyway, so I'm looking forward to listening to this. We just got this in. This is 4.5 hours over 4 CDs, and that's GIMP from Mark Zupan. Again, I hope it's Zupan. I don't think it's Zupan. Zupan. What is it with me and names? Now, going back to Random House, we've got No Shortcuts to the Top, and this guy is a freaking maniac. This is Ed Viesters. Hope I'm saying that right. V-I-E-S-T-U-R-S. It's read by the author. And this guy, it says on the back, extreme mountaineering. Now get this. He wanted to get to the top of the 14 highest mountains in the world. Okay? Fairly impressive, right? He wanted to do it without oxygen. And I'm not saying like, you know, not being able to breathe at all. Just not without any bottled oxygen. Now think about that. Think about that for a second. I mean, you know how tall. I mean, 8,000 meters is what they're talking about here, right? So, I don't even know what the hell that is because I don't do metric. But that's pretty fucking tall. That's all we need to know. 8,000 meters translates into pretty fucking tall. Okay, tall enough to where any sane person would need some fucking oxygen. Okay, so that's pretty sensational. So this guy is basically talking about his story of doing this, and there's a picture of him on the cover here, all bundled up, probably standing on Everest for all I know, and he looks red as hell from all the snow burn. What a maniac. But anyway, so this is his story. And so if you're into mountaineering or extreme sports or just want to know what kind of lunatic does this kind of thing, then you would appreciate it. Again, it's Ed Viesters, and he reads it. 6 hours, 5 compact discs. It's abridged, but it's from Random House Audio, and this is going to go on to my stack as well. Next up, we've got one CD to talk about. It's from Higher Octave. Jesus Christ, I'm an idiot. Higher Octave Music. And you know, that's what kind of guy I am, so I'm not even going to edit that out. So you can sit there driving to work or wherever and go, man, he really is an idiot. So Higher Octave Music. And I sing. I know octave. Oh, God, just kill me. The coffee is not working anymore. Higher Octave Music. It's African Christmas, okay? And again, we've talked about here before where, you know, it's hard to find Christmas music that won't make your ears bleed because there's certain things that just, you know, you're fucking sick of hearing. I mean, you've heard it overplayed to the point where you just go home for Christmas and you're like, oh God, no, not the same carols. But, you know, there's certain ways that you can mix it up. I mean, Tuck Andress has got a great Christmas album. I mentioned before, you know, we had the Elvis Christmas album where Elvis, as long as it's not, you know, the same three that they always play, you know, you can get into some deeper cuts, you might be okay. But this, basically, you've got your standard Christmas carols, okay, delivered by South African musicians, and it's basically the style of Ladysmith Black Mambazo. Whether they're in space or not is up to you. But so you've got Joy to the World, White Christmas, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer performed by South African artists. You know, that's novel enough to at least be worth listening to once, right? So anyway, if you like world music and you've got to go home for Christmas, here's a perfect thing for you to try out. And of course, if you go to the Amazon link, they have bits on here that you can listen to so you can sample it. What a deal. That's from Higher Octave Music. Higher Octave. God. I was taught to read using phonics, and it has always fucked me up. I honestly sometimes say photographer. Can you believe that? What a fucking idiot am I? I'm an English major. That was money well spent, wasn't it? Huh. Anyway, higher octave music. It's African Christmas. This is what I do instead of therapy, folks. You're just going to have to bear with me. Next up from BFS Entertainment, we've got 1915, which is an Australian miniseries about two friends that, and 1915, right? World War One, right? So these two friends from Australia that go and engage in, they get caught up in the war and find themselves in the middle of the trenches. And, you know, if you've seen, you know, anything about World War One or World War Two, either way, is that the trenches were nasty. I mean, that was some nasty fucking fighting. Just death, violence, you know, the dirt everywhere. Unbelievable that anybody survived. I mean, it's just amazing. But this is their story about how they, you know, their friends, they go off to war and then what happens afterwards. And it comes in at 6 hours across two discs, and that's available from BFS. So if you're interested in something a little different, a little war movie that you have not seen before, you probably have not seen this one, unless you're listening to us from Australia, and then you can let us know how it was. But anyway, so that's 1915, and that's from BFS Entertainment. Next up, Westlake Entertainment has The Affair, and this is basically the story of a woman who's in a marriage with, shall we say, a very straight-laced individual. It starts to have an affair with a guy named Vigo. It's always Vigo, isn't it? Vigo. It's always Vigo. Anyway, so she starts to have an affair with a guy named Vigo. And so her husband's, you know, Vigo's freewheeling. Her husband barely has wheels. So she's trying to figure out how she can reconcile these bits of her life and find, you know, some semblance of happiness. So that's from Westlake Entertainment. It does come with the bonus bits, which is always good. Audio commentary from the director, the cinematographer, and the producer. Also comes with behind-the-scenes footage, some altered scenes, and a little bit more. So that's from Westlake Entertainment, and that is The Affair. Next up from Universal, we've got Alfred Hitchcock Presents, the second season, which I'm going to have to, you know, I need to snag one of these for Halloween viewing, one of these episodes, just so that I can get some Hitchcock in there for sure. But basically, you've got 39 episodes here. They're across five discs. You've got a slew of guest stars like Rip Torn, like Vic Morrow, Jessica Tandy, and such. And it's Hitchcock on television, so you can't go wrong with Hitch. So if you've been waiting for these, which I know a lot of you have, then you're going to want to check that out, as it won more than a few awards, and one can imagine why. So anyway, that's Alfred Hitchcock Presents, the second season, and again, that's from Universal. Next up from Fox, we've got Behind Enemy Lines 2, Axis of Evil. Interesting choice of title. Interesting plot behind it as well, because it's about these Navy SEALs that go in to destroy a North Korean missile. And timely, yes. And basically, the project gets scrapped, and they're trapped behind enemy lines. So they have to then try to survive and such, as one might expect. But basically, beyond the title, there's not much connection to the first film. It's basically an example of what we've been talking about before, where they'll simply make a sequel to something and take it direct to video. It's probably worth a rental. Obviously, there's no way for you to see it in the theater, so worth a rental if you want just a quick war flick. But anyway, for anyone interested, it's Behind Enemy Lines 2, and it's Axis of Evil. And it does have Bruce McGill in it, who, of course, is D-Day. And so, you know, you gotta be glad that he's working, if nothing else. Next up, we look to Lionsgate for Blackwater Valley Exorcism, which actually is a really great name for a band, if nothing else. But following in the footsteps of Exorcist the Beginning, Exorcism of Emily Rose, which did some good box office, we have this story of an exorcism, and of course they're all based on an actual event. I don't know what more we need to say about that, but all of that coupled with the fact that we have the renaissance of horror, especially studios realizing that they can make inexpensive horror movies and put them out and then really quickly recoup their costs. I mean, if you look at what they've done with the Saw franchise, you don't have to look much further than that, but basically it's the story we've seen before where you've got a young woman who is possessed and a priest who has to deal with his own stuff so that he can go deal with hers and get the demon out. That's pretty much cut and dried what the plot of this one is. For this, you've got a making of featurette and you've got a commentary from the director. So if you're looking for scary movies for this coming up Halloween, Blackwater Valley Exorcism, probably worth at least a rental. And if nothing else, we can be glad because Jeffrey Combs is in it, and we always like it when Jeffrey Combs gets work, so good for him. Okay, so new videos got for fans of The Cars, Rick Ocasek and The Cars. Then you want to check out The Cars Unlocked, which is basically live performances DVD and CD. And really, for fans of the band, this is a damn good deal because you're looking at $20 on Amazon, and it's got 20 live performances, along with some bonus bits of performances, plus interviews. You've got behind-the-scenes stuff, which means backstage footage, right? Home videos shot by the band. You've also got a CD that comes with 10 live performances that basically they've never been released before. This is the first time they've actually put out anything of their live stuff. But it's the songs that you would expect. Shake It Up, You Might Think, Drive, right? All on here, you know, either in the live video form or on the CD. So for fans of The Cars, you're going to want to pick this up most definitely. Or if you know someone who is a fan of The Cars, you're going to want to snag this for them for Christmas. So again, that's The Cars Unlocked, and that comes from New Video. We have from Paramount, Charmed, the sixth season of Charmed. And basically you've got 21 episodes across six discs of the series, and fans are going to want to pick this up. Sadly, there's nothing in the way of bonus material, but fans of the series will be glad that it's just out. It may be being repeated all the time. I have no idea. Like I said, I don't watch that much television, not in first run anyway. So fans, you're going to want to pick this up. Again, it's six season of Charmed, Rose McGowan, Alyssa Milano, and such. So that's that from Paramount. From BFS as well, we've also got Cheers and Tears, one of the volumes from that series. They're called The Scattering, and basically it takes its name from the fact that one of the friends that's involved with the series has got a mother-in-law whose last wishes were to have her ashes scattered at a particular place. And so, as you can imagine, when you've got a bunch of people going on an excursion cross-country to take care of something like this, then, you know, hijinks ensue, I guess is the best way of putting it. This has been an ongoing thing, kind of like since as I Lay Dying, although that was nowhere near as funny as this is, because this is a freaking comedy. So you've got Brian Murphy, Ian Richardson, and some others on here, but there are multiple volumes to the Cheers and Tears set, and this one is The Scattering, and that's from BFS. Also from Paramount, who is making heavy with the TV DVD action, we've got the second season of CSI New York, basically the franchise that can do no wrong. We're all just waiting to see where CSI is going to take up shop next. But basically what you've got is 24 episodes here from the second season, the complete second season, as they say, and that's across six discs. Basically you've got, beyond just the episodes themselves, these always come with a slew of special features. This is no exception. You've got five featurettes, which is, you know, the standard look back at the season. There's apparently something special about the end of the second season because there's an entire featurette dedicated to that, a tour of the set, and some other bits along with audio commentaries on five of the episodes. But even because if it ended with a bang, then there's no commentary on the last episode. That's interesting. But there is one on the first two and some there in the middle. So Gary Sinise, again, one of those people that we're always glad to see working, and I'm glad he has got a steady gig. Not that he, you know, is ever without a steady gig, because he's Gary fucking Sinise, right? But anyway, so this is the second season of CSI New York, CSI NY, whatever they want to call it, and that is from Paramount. Next up, we've got from Wolf Video, Gippo, and I hope I'm saying that right. I'm presuming that that's from Gypsy, so Gippo, G-Y-P-O, and it's basically about a middle-class family in Britain that is barely kind of holding themselves together. And then all of a sudden, out of the blue, their daughter brings home a new friend who is from Eastern Europe, and she and her mother are there awaiting passports so they can stay. And they're trying to avoid the males that they have left behind showing up and dragging them back to Czechoslovakia, it is. So basically, it's the and I hope I'm saying this right, Dogma 95 style, which basically is a very stripped down, you know, no tripods, no nothing, no soundtrack, nothing, just the film. And so it's told in three parts, each from the perspective of a different character that tells the story of this family that tries to keep from falling apart as they are pushed towards the brink of falling apart due to bringing these two people into their lives. So that's from Wolf Video. It comes with a commentary from the director and from the lead actress who plays the mother in the family, the British family. And also comes with a behind-the-scenes featurette and a trailer. So if you're looking for something different, a nice film from across the pond that is, you know, it's filmed in this style, it's not going to be like anything that you've seen recently, no doubt, then you should check that out. And that's from Wolf Video. Next up from PBS, we've got Jean-Michel Cousteau and his Ocean Adventures. This is part one and two of America's Underwater Treasures. And if you like, first of all, if you like anything PBS puts out, pretty much is generally quality. But anything with Cousteau's name on it, whether it's, you know, Jacques or here his son, is bound to be great and breathtaking as well. So if you liked Blue Planet or anything like that, then you should definitely check this out. It's 2 hours worth of underwater goodness, and they're going through marine sanctuaries that are around the U.S. So not having to go to any strange unknown location somewhere in the world, it's right here in our own backyard. So that's from PBS, Jean-Michel Cousteau's Ocean Adventures, America's Underwater Treasures, Parts 1 and 2. Next up from Warner Brothers, we've got the complete fifth season of La Femme Nikita, the final season with all eight episodes, starring Peta Wilson before she went off to join the Axis of Evil that was the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen movie. But we forgive you. We forgive you. We know it's not your fault. But anyway, so this is the final season where they actually do a good job of trying to wrap things up, where she goes to try and find out where she got her start from and also where she goes from here. So apart from the eight episodes that come on this Warner Brothers release, you've also got a featurette about the fifth season, as well as the internet teaser that they had for the fifth season with an introduction by the director. There's also scenes that never aired on three episodes, canceled scenes, they're calling it. So if you're a fan of the show, you're going to want to grab this or at least rent it because that's out from Warner Brothers. And basically, anytime, and this is the last season of this, but if you're a fan of, if you like this show and you're a fan of the genre, then it's a good idea to buy this so that it puts, makes it enough of a blip on their screen that they know that more shows like this can be produced on DVD and they'll actually make money. So just bear that in mind when you're looking at whether or not to buy something on DVD, especially TV stuff. Next, from Anchor Bay, just in time for Halloween, we've got another edition of their Masters of Horror, which they must be cleaning up on because there's a whole new series of these things that's been basically set up that they're filming now. I understand they're in production. And so they must be doing well with these, so good for them. Again, it's a renaissance of horror, folks, and we should all be grateful. You know, bad horror, good horror, basically a rising tide raises all boats, right? Rising water raises all boats, whatever that full thing of that adage is, you know me. But anyway, this is from Larry Cohen. And who is Larry Cohen? This is the guy who did It's Alive and one of my favorite posters and one of my favorite titles for a film ever is Q the Winged Serpent, Quetzalcoatl, giant fucking flying lizard. How can you not love that film? So I'm excited as hell about this. This is Pick Me Up. Basically, you've got pretty much the perfect storm of psychopaths here. A psychotic hitchhiker and a psychotic truck driver. And the truck driver is Michael Moriarty from Law & Order. So I'm happy as hell. I'm always glad to see him. I love him. I even liked seeing him on, you know, those Shiloh movies back when he was doing those. God bless him. But anyway, so, and Fairuza Balk is the person who is caught between these two. How nice for her. But anyway, so this is Larry Cohen's entry into this. And like all of the Masters of Horror stuff from Anchor Bay, they just stacked this thing with bonus features, which I'm always excited about. There's interviews with all three of the leads, and Warren Cole plays the crazy hitchhiker dude. You've got a script-to-screen comparison, behind-the-scenes making of. There's an audio commentary with director Larry Cohen. There's interviews with Cohen. The entire screenplay is available on the DVD-ROM. Just a shitload of stuff that's on here, all for a TV movie. So if you like the Masters of Horror stuff, if you're a fan of Larry Cohen, be sure to pick this up from Anchor Bay. And again, it's Pick Me Up. And Perfect Storm of Psychotics. I should trademark that. Next up from Universal, we go from psychopaths running around, driving trucks and killing people to people mysteriously dying a lot around a particular murder mystery author. And of course, that's Murder, She Wrote, the complete fourth season. And something amusing that Cosette was telling me is that they came up with an idea that they were trying to figure out if they could go through every episode and figure out a way that Jessica Fletcher, the character that Angela Lansbury is playing, actually committed all the murders. I think that would be awesome. I would love to, that is actually some fanfic that I would love to see, is that she's revealed at the end to basically be her own Moriarty, that she's been the mastermind behind all of this. Moo-ha, you know? So that would be awesome. This comes on 5 discs. It's all 22 episodes from the fourth season. And there is a bonus episode from season 5, I guess, to whet your appetite, so you'll buy this so that you'll go, so they'll be able to produce the fifth season. Again, what I was saying before about TV on DVD, you gotta buy this season in order for them to make it worthwhile to buy the next season. So anyway, again, that's the fourth season of Murder, She Wrote. If you're a fan of the show, you're going to want to pick this up. Not much beyond the bonus episode in the way of bonus bits, but fans of the show are going to want it anyway, just so they can have the whole thing. Completists, as I'm sure we all are. Next up from Fox, we've got the remake of The Omen that came out this year. And basically, as I understand it, they used the same screenplay that they had for the original. So it's basically the story you're familiar with. A young couple finds out that they're, well, younger, because originally it was Gregory Peck, right? But a young couple finds out that their kid is the son of Satan. And, you know, every parent has thought this at one point or another. My parents probably still think this, but here it's actually the truth. And you've got some interesting casting here. Liev Schreiber, who we always like to see. Got David Thewlis, who's always excellent. Pete Postlethwaite. Am I saying that right? Postlethwaite? What is it with me and last names? I think that's right. I knew how to say that at one point. God bless me. But anyway, and you've also got, in a perfect bit of casting, the nanny is Mia Farrow. What perfect casting is that, right? So it's worth seeing, in my opinion, just for that alone, to see Mia Farrow in that role. But basically, so this version of the Omen comes with a commentary from the director, the producer, and the editor. You've also got a featurette, an unrated alternate ending, and extended sequences, which basically means that they didn't bother to take it by the MPAA. We've been through this many times before, and some other bits as well. So if you're looking for something quick and dirty to watch, if you like the first one, know that at least the script hasn't changed, so they haven't, you know, made the end with Liev Schreiber pulling out guns and it's a shoot-em-out with Satan, right? So we can at least be grateful of that they didn't change too much about it. Then you might want to check this out, and that's from Fox, The Omen Remake. Next up we've got from Warner Brothers, the unrated edition of Rest Stop. And basically what this is the first outing on their new series they've got called Raw Feed, which looks like they're trying to follow in the footsteps of Masters of Horror and such like that, branding basically their direct-to-video inexpensive horror movie stuff. And, based on what we've seen, they'll probably do well with it, honestly. But with this, you've got a young couple, they're out driving, girl has to take a leak, they pull off to the side of the road to the rest stop, comes back out, the boyfriend's totally missing, and all of a sudden there's all these whack jobs trying to kill her. And fuck with her and, you know, torture her and all kinds of terrible things as well. So killing her would be too easy, right? So a little bit of what we've talked about before with backwoods brutality, right? And, all the same grinding bits and stuff like that with psychotics trying to chase this poor girl down. So if that's your kind of thing, then this new Raw Feed entry, Rest Stop, would be for you. And obviously, if you're looking for that kind of film for Halloween, it's out just in time. Wonder of Wonders. So worth probably at least a rental. That's Rest Stop from the Raw Feed series from Warner Brothers. And it comes with 3 alternate endings and some additional footage that gives you a better picture of the world that they've created for these whack jobs to run around in. Next up from BFS, we've got a 3-disc set of Taggart. This is the Evil Eye set starring Mark McManus. And basically, this is the longest running police detective drama on British television, is what they say. And BFS does a great job of grabbing stuff that you've seen on PBS or that you haven't seen at all from Britain and bringing it over. Britain and, as we talked about earlier, from Australia. So the more esoteric, the more less widely known, perhaps, probably known over there better than here, obviously. But they do a good job of bringing that stuff over here so that you can snag it. They do that, and Acorn Media does that as well. So we got it well covered. If we could just get some, there's certain series that I would really like for them to bring over here, but nothing's happened yet. Like QI, could we get a Region 1 QI release, please? Anyway, that's neither here nor there. Taggart, you've got three discs. Each of them have their own, basically their own TV movie for it, and a little over 5.5 hours worth of good detective drama. So if you like police dramas, detective dramas type of things, and you're looking for something different, you might want to check this out. That's the Taggart Evil Eye set. It's three discs, and it's from BFS Entertainment. Last but not least, on the DVD side of the house, we've got the fifth season of That 70s Show, and it comes across four discs, and this is, of course, from Fox. Fans of the show are going to want to pick this up because it does come with a little bit of bonus bits. Comes with all 25 episodes, right, along with all the promo spots, a featurette where they do the whole season in 5 minutes, which is probably a good, you know, primer for Cliff Notes for someone like me, and also they talk with a couple of the stars about the season in general. So if you're a fan of the show, you're going to snag this. Like I said, four discs, and that's from Fox, about 9 hours worth of viewing time. So there you have it. And last but definitely not least, we do have one magazine that I want to throw at you here, and that is the Halloween issue of Alter Ego. And this is Roy Thomas's fanzine. And their Halloween issues are always a hellacious amount of fun. Tomorrow's, as we've mentioned, and I continue to mention, and will keep on mentioning, is essential for any comic book fan, whether it's their books or their magazines. Pretty much, if you are feeling nostalgic about back when the big two used to be good, and of course they deal with more than just Marvel and DC, but I'm talking about the major comic publishers when they used to be good, right? And they used to actually care about quality and story and art and stuff like that. Oh, getting stuff out on time. But basically, if you like that and remember what that was like, then you can definitely check this out. With this issue, you've got Michael Ploeg talking about his work on Marvel stuff like Man-Thing and Werewolf by Night, American Comics Group and their horror work, with just a crapload of stuff about that publisher, including a complete list of their personnel and the entire chronology of the publisher and every date that was significant when it came to American Comics. There's an article in here on the 75th anniversary of the Shadow, who knows what, you know, basically not the guy with the bad nose that Baldwin played, but, you know, the actual Shadow. And a crapload more. And as always, with anything that Tomorrow's puts out, you can look for plenty of artwork that you've never seen before, that's never been reprinted before, that's rare and unusual in all of their stuff. But this is issue 62 of Alter Ego. That's their Halloween issue for October, just out in time for you to enjoy. So anyway, that's it. That is it for the October 17th heads up. Thank you for bearing with us and for listening. Hopefully you heard about something through all of that struck a chord with you. And if so, buy it through the site. And we would appreciate any assistance that you can provide in that regard. Any input that you have, anything, comments whatsoever, be sure to send to widgesucks@needcoffee.com. And, anything like that is appreciated. So there you have it. It just falls to me to, again, thank the Sprites for the use of their song George Romero, which is more apt during this time of year than any other time of year, even though it's a great song regardless of the time frame. So give them love, and we'll see you again for 1024. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye.
I'm thinking, maybe we got a good thing going in. Maybe we shouldn't be in such a hurry to leave.